The Gemara wanted to say from the fact that the Chachamim permitted Micha Bashol to wear tefillin, and the Chachamim weren't Mocha, and the wife of Yoma to be all of the regal. So the fact is that that's the Tana who holds that tefillin and his mitzvah sasei shelo hazman grama. Otherwise they would have been Mocha. If they held it was a mitzvah sasei shazman grama, which women were potter, then not only are they potter, they shouldn't have been allowed to wear tefillin, either because of Baltosif, or as Rashi says, or because since tefillin need a goof naki, if you're not chayiv in it, then you won't be careful as much as a person who is chayiv, or because they'd have to uncover their hair if they wore the tefillin, according to others. Whatever reason it is, if you hold tefillin, as mitzvah say, shelo hazman grama, even though there are mitzvahs that a woman's allowed to be mekayim, here they would have been mocha. By tefillin, not. Tefillin a woman can't wear, also because it's a beged ish, since it's miyuchad for men. They're the ones that have the mitzvah, and they're the ones that wear it, so it would be also for a woman to wear tefillin. Then you can see from this Gemara, that at least from this part of the Gemara, that even if a woman is allowed to keep if tefillin's a mitzvah, say shelo hazman grama, she hazman grama, then they would have been mocha. Now the Gemara says maybe not. The Dil Masada La Kriviosi. The reason they weren't mocha by Michal Bashal because they hold the Kriviosi. The Omer Noshim Somchos Rishos. That by all, not because they held the tefillin's a mitzvah, say shelo hazman grama, and women are chayiv in tefillin, but because they held it's a mitzvah sei shehazman grama, but women are allowed to be mekayim mitzvah sei shehazman grama. It's not that it's about tosif if they do it. It's not that it's asur for them to keep mitzvah sei shehazman grama. It's just that they're potter from. De'ilo teima hachi ishto shayona ha'isol l'regel v'lamichu ba'mikol ma'diomar regel ad mitzvah sei shehazman grama. The other case shows that's clear. That's what it was. Because nobody holds that Aliyah the Regla is Mitzvah Sei Shelo Hazman Grama. And yet, they weren't Mocha by Eishes Yoma either. Must be that even though it's Mitzvah Sei Shehazman Grama, a woman is potter, she's still allowed to do it. Like Reb Yossi. Elikasov Rishus. Hachanami Rishus, same thing with the tefillin. So there's no raya from that Brisa that the people who weren't mocha, the chachamim weren't mocha in Micha Bashol wearing tefillin, that's the man the Omer who holds that tefillin is mitzasei shelo hazman grama, and the woman is chayiv in tefillin. Maybe she's not chayiv, but they weren't mocha because it's a rishus. Rashi, nashim somchos rishus, the apagav deceived the bir bnei Yisrael, the omar toleim odem ki akri mikem v'somach li v'somach yado. B'nei Yisrael Somchim, B'lo B'noz Yisrael Somchos. Even though the Torah is mamayit women from smicha by a korban, that they don't have to be somech, Rabbi Yossi holds that's only they don't have to. But if they want to, they're allowed to be. And the other man, Yomar, holds no. A woman's not allowed, since she is potter. So the shaila is like this. One way of learning is that everybody holds the woman's mechavin l'shem mitzvah that she's over baltosif. But Rabbi Yossi holds that a woman who does a mitzvah say shazman grama can't be mechavin l'shem mitzvah, but mechavin l'shem nachas ruach. She's doing the Rabban Shem nachas ruach. She doesn't have to do it. It's not a mitzvah on her, but she knows that the Rabban Shem likes this thing, so she'll do it also. So that's what Rabbi Yossi holds. And the other Mandi Omrin, we'll see who they are, hold that once the Torah said she's potter, if she does it, no matter what, she's mechavin, it's baltosif. Others say that the machlokus is in that itself. When the Torah said a woman's potter for mitzvah, say she has not grama, did it mean that it's not a mitzvah bechlal for her, and therefore if she does it, she's over on baltosif? If you do a mitzvah that's not your mitzvah, you're over on baltosif. Or no, the Torah just meant to say she's not chayiv to do it, but it left the mitzvah to be a mitzvah, and therefore it's not baltosif at all. Okay. And there's a tosis here, there's a long tosis. If a woman is allowed to make a bracha, if she we paskin that nashim some chos rishos, that if a woman wants nakayim mitzvasei, she has not grandma, she's allowed to. Except tzitzis and tefillin, there's a separate reason why not. Because they may be beged ish, since the mice and most women don't wear tefillin and tzitzis. And there's Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel, who says specifically that it's aser for a woman to wear tzitzis and tefillin because of beged ish. So, well, she held the hell differently. This is Yonasan ben Uzziel, is a Tana. So it's machlokas, and what's it called? But the Maisa, the Halacha, would be not like that. Even though the other Chachamim weren't Moche, but the Maisa, the Halacha is not like that. The Halacha is that she's not allowed to do it. So, the Maisa, if a woman does, the mitzvahs that she's allowed to do, there's certain mitzvahs that she's allowed to do and the minig is to do them, and then a woman's chayiv to do it because Noshim were makabel on themselves, those mitzvahs is a minig. Shofar is one of those. What else? Mitzvah Sheshas Man Groma, the women Makabal on themselves. What? Sukkah? No, Sukkah were not Makabal themselves. Lulav, perhaps, yeah. But, what? Tefillah, no. Okay, what's it called? Tefillah is a big child of what? Bechlau, what the mitzvah is. That doesn't go into this cloud. Tefillah, women are chayiv in something. Child is what? But that's a separate issue. It's nothing to do with this. Shofar is one that women makabel on themselves for sure. Other ones, sukkah not, lulav, I'm not sure. In any case, and then there are mitzvahs that women weren't makabel on themselves, but a woman's allowed to do it. And then there are mitzvahs that, since there's those who hold it's also for her to do it, for instance, what we said by tefillin. Tefillin, there's a lot of reasons why there should have been moche. The Gemara holds at least at one point if it wasn't something that they're chayiv to do. Just like tanin, don't put on tefillin, because if you're not chayiv, we're afraid that you won't watch your goof noki. So by a woman's the same thing. So the mice, those mitzvahs are pretty much not allowed for a woman to do. Tzitzis and tefillin. And the other ones, if she wants to, she can. The question is, does she make a bracha? Because the Ran holds she can't say the tzivonu. How can you say the tzivonu? She's not included in the mitzvah. She's commanded. So therefore, there are Rishonim who hold she's not allowed to make a bracha. If she makes a bracha, it's a bracha l'atala. And if that's the reason. Others hold that if she says the tzivonu, then she's probably mechaven the shei mitzvah, she's over baltosif. She can't be mechaven b'shem mitzvah chiyuvis because she has no mitzvah chiyuvis. The most she can be mechaven is she's doing it voluntarily. So to say that tzivanu already puts her in the category of being mechaven that she wants to do it as a chiyuv, that's baltosif. So svaradim b'shoshi paskin tak a woman can't make a bracha and this is say she's not grama, and ashkenazim paskin the ramah that a woman can make a bracha and does make a bracha. The thing is, since the only reason is because of the tzivanu, there are those that hold the brachas where it doesn't say the tzivanu, even though the mitzvah says she has my groma, the brachas on what's it called, things that come from time to time, brachas hachama. So just it's also not separatious. It's not the tzivanu. So even though it's a mitzvah she has my groma, the bracha is the mitzvah. There could be women could make the bracha or kiddush levana. There's no asher kiddush on the tzivanu, right? It's a bracha. The bracha is the mitzvah. It doesn't say the tzivanu. Some older woman could make those brachas. Others don't know that bechlau, anything where there's a bracha that women are potter from, for them to voluntarily make a bracha they don't have to make, is not allowed. Okay. Elahai tanahi. So we're still looking for a tana that holds that tefillin, women are chayiv in tefillin. That it's a mitzvah say, she'ein hazman grama. That they don't learn the miut of miyamim yamima goes on tefillin, and they don't learn from Os that Shabbos and Yontif are an Os. You don't need the Os of tefillin. They don't learn either of those limudim, and the Neila tefillin is a mitzvah seishas man groma, and you have to put on tefillin Shabbos, Yontif and night, and women have to put on tefillin. The Tanya amotzi tefillin machnisen zug zug echad hoish veechad hoisha echad chadashos veechad yishonos divrei Rav Meir. Person finds tefillin, He brings them in one pair at a time. Doesn't make a difference a man or a woman. Doesn't make a difference if they're new tefillin or old tefillin. That's what Rav Meir says. Rabbi Yehuda also b'chadashos umat Rabbi Yishanos. And Rabbi Yehuda holds chadashos are usher because maybe they're not tefillin. Maybe they're just an amulet and they don't have the kesher. They weren't tied yet. So maybe they were just an amulet looking like tefillin, and for that they were matir. But Yishanos, where the kesher was already made, nobody's going to go the trouble of making a kesher if it's not really tefillin. Ad kan lo pligi ela b'chadashos, the Yishanos. The machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir is only old tefillin or new tefillin. But ava b'isha lo pligi. But nobody argues about a woman that she can put the tefillin on also. Shema mino mitzvah saseh shelo hazman grama hu. Otherwise, the chomis saseh ain hazman grama nashim chayavos. And therefore, a woman is allowed to wear tefillin because it's mitzvah saseh she ain hazman grama. It says neither Shabbos or Yom Tov or night is excluded. And therefore, what? If there's what?
No kesher.
How they put it on? It's a good question. They make an aniva. We show them as the kashim. Right? If it's on the chadosh, it's b'chlal, you put it on. So they make a, what's it called? Make a bow. Put it on. And you know, not yotzi, it could be you're not yotzi the mitzvah. Like, that's a shayla, whether yes or not. But the mice were doing this to be bizoyah. And it's called a levisha. Since normally you wear a mitzvah like that, it's good enough to put it on like that to be considered wearing. Somebody says, no. It's on the server like Rav Yossi. The Omer Noshim Song calls for shoes. Maybe this Tana doesn't hold that women have to wear tefillin, but they're allowed to wear tefillin. And since they're allowed to wear it, it's considered Levisha, and therefore on Shabbos she's allowed to wear the tefillin to save them from Bizoy. Mara says, Lo Sokodaita. Let's just see Rashi till here. Osa b'chadoshos, l'chal leilam Shabbos, dil mekmiya b'almaninu. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can't wear new tefillin to save them from Bezayin on Shabbos because maybe they're not really tefillin. They just look like tefillin. And only a kmiya, and a kmiya they weren't matter to save from Bezayin. Nashim somchos rishus, dein kan baltosin. So Mar says, no, it's no raya from the fact that a woman can wear tefillin to save them from Bezayin that she's chayiv. Maybe she's just allowed to wear them. Therefore, it's not no baltosin. And it's also, since women are allowed to wear tefillin, there's no isser in her wearing it, and therefore, if she wears it, it's called levisha. It's called wearing. Okay. So Mara says, no, it can't be. Because neither Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Meir hold Nashim Somchos Rishus by all mitzvah Shasman Grama. Now, if you hold Nashim Somchos Rishus, then it's not just by tefillin, it's by everything. If you hold a tefillin or mitzvah say she'ein hazman grama, and women are chayiv in tefillin, it's only tefillin. It's not other mitzvahs. There they could hold women are not allowed to do other mitzvahs. But tefillin, they're chayiv in. Mar says, the Lord Reb Meir sover like Reb Yossi, the Lord Reb Yehuda sover like Reb Yossi. Neither Reb Meir or Reb Yehuda hold like Reb Yossi that by all mitzvah say she'ein grama, a woman's allowed to do that. How do you know that? Lo Reb Meir Sover Lo Reb Yossi Disnan Ein Ma'akvin Esatinokos Mlet Koa Anashi Ma'akvin. You don't stop children from blowing shofar on Yom Tov when it's not necessary on Shabbos when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. So if children want to blow shofar, you can let them blow, but women you stop. So by story, so what's it called that he holds that women, and that's not too much Shabbos, it's not by Yom Tov. And Yontif, Stam. They want to blow Stam, not the shame. Chiyuv. You're ready with Yotze, whatever. So children you can let blow on Yontif. But women not. Why can't you let the women blow on Yontif? Right? They're what's it called? They're Nashim Somchos Rishus. And they get an extra mitzvah for blowing. Vice versa. They're what's it called? The women, by shofar, are not chayiv. And then they can't even do it with Rishus. So the Mela, what's it called? You see that Reb Meir doesn't know like Reb Yossi. Stam Asnisa, Reb Meir. Stam Mishnah's Reb Meir. See Rashi. Ein Ma'akvin, Ein Bezim, Musar, and Monim, the Kor B'yontif, Shor Rosh Hashanah, the boy, the Chanu Chayu, the Mitzvah. Bezim doesn't make people stop teaching children how to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, even though it's Yontif, because the Maisa, the Chayu, the Shofar, Mitzat Chinuch. Ha Noshim Ma'akvin. אף על גדל לא חיליאנטה פרושנק ויהיו חיליאנטה זום יושב את רבנה כזה תנאי דרי שמואל יוצא תקיע שופר את דיר שפש שהיא חוכמה ואין המלאכה תקיע שופר זנה מלאכה just like taking bread out of an oven זנה מלאכה but it's a חוכמה and the רבנה answered it נירוש כמוסיפוס the reason we stop them is because we don't want a woman doing a mitzvah that she doesn't have to do because it looks like balsosif. So if you hold Moshim ain't somchos rishos, and they're not allowed to do a mitzvah, say shazman groma. And what's it called? And therefore, Reb Meir, who's the author of this mishnah, holds that you're ma'akiv women from blowing shofar on yom tov. Moshim, but what's it called? That there is usher for them because it's balsosif. So that's Reb Meir doesn't know like Reb Yossi. The low Reb Yehuda, the slower like Reb Yossi. Where do we see the Reb Yehuda doesn't know like Reb Yossi? The Tana, the Abiro B'nei Yisrael V'Samach, B'nei Yisrael Samchin, the name B'nei Yisrael Samchos. Reb Yossi, Reb Shimon Omrim, Noshim Samchos V'Shos. Tana Kral, it's a Braisa, okay, in the Sifra. It's a Braisa in what's it called in Vayikra, in the Torah's Kohanim, Safra. So this Braisa says that the Tanakhama of the Braisa holds that women are not allowed to make smicha. And Reb Yossi and Reb Shimon hold that Noshim Somchos Rishos. They don't have to make smicha, but they're allowed to make smicha. Who's the Tanakhama of the Sifra? Who's Stam Safra Amoni Reb Yehuda? Stam Safra is Reb Yehuda. So mainly you see Reb Yehuda argues on Reb Yossi. So therefore you can't learn that Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir hold that a woman is allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos to bring them in, inside to take them out of Bezayin because they hold that women are allowed to keep all mitzvah seishas mangrama if they want to. No, they hold for sure not like that. So it must be something miyuchat to tefillin. That means a tefillin must be a mitzvah say she'ein has mangrama and women are chayim. So we found the Tana that what's it called, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, that hold that tefillin is a mitzvah say she'en hazman groma, and therefore women are chayiv, and therefore Shabbos is man tefillin, and Laila is man tefillin. Okay, so we found the Tana, the Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, are the Tanas that hold that women are chayiv in tefillin. But those same Tanas hold that all other mitzvah say she'en hazman groma, a woman's not allowed to do. That's good tefillin. Because tefillin is not a mitzvah say she'en hazman groma. Okay, let's go on. Okay, now we're going down, the Mishnah's finished with that, and now we're going on to the next part. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Belazer, Amotzi Tchelis B'Shuk, if you find Tchelis in the Shuk, L'Shonos P'Sulos, if you find plain wool, tongues of wool, that are dyed Tchelis, you can't assume that they were made L'Shem Tzitzis. That's the L'Shma. Somebody may have done it just on, they have a nice color of tchelis, or something that looks like tchelis, on his wool, that he's going to make a garment for. Chut and ksheri. But if you find strands already, the threads, that are what's called strings that are dyed tchelis, then you can assume they were done the same tzitzis. Maishnal shonos. The Amrina died to the Glima Tzavinu, Chutinami, name died to the Glima Tzavinu. If you find unspun wool that's dyed, what are we afraid of? That nobody dyed these L'Shem Tzitzis, L'Shma. They dyed them to make a shirt out of them, right? To make a coat. So strings also. People can dye strings, threads, to make a vege too. What's the raya that just because it's threads, it's L'Shem Tzitzis? Where it says b'shizurim, it's talking where the threads are wound, wound together, and that was done l'shem tzitzis. Now the machlokas we've shown them whether tzitzis have to be wound altogether. Shizira is a part of the mitzvah of tzitzis or not. The Rambam holds it's not. The Rambam holds it is. So the mashma in this gemara that you need shizira. So they learned the Rambam that you don't need shizira. Even if you have one thread that was spun for the sake of tzitzis, that's kosher. You don't need to wind many threads together. But if somebody, usually people don't So then sometimes you do make tzitzis wound up to make it look nice. You don't have to, but you surely can. Nobody's going to go to the bother of making threads and winding them together to make a beged. You don't make a beged like that. So if they wound them together, it must be the same tzitzis, even though tzitzis don't have to be wound to be kosher. Mara says, "B'shizurim nami ne'madayta d'sitzah d'glim aithinu." Sometimes people wind threads together to make the border of the beged. So there is a reason to wind things together, even if you're using it for sewing. Mara says, "B'mutsakim d'kulai hai vadi lo tarchi inshi." It's talking with a cutter ready into the size that would be okay for tzitzis. So then nobody's going to make cut threads and wind them if you didn't make them for tzitzis. Then it's a riot they made for tzitzis. If they're made for tzitzis, mishtama, they're made for shema. Now the halacha is that you're not allowed to buy tchelis even from a person who's not a mumcha. Even a regular Jew sells you tchelis, you can't buy it. Because we're afraid that he's not a bucky in how to make the tchelis. He doesn't know that if you taste or you test the mixture in the wrong way, it passes it. So the chara, if you find tchelis, if you can't buy tchelis from a yid who says that he made them v'shem tzitzis, then how can you, if you find tchelis, use them? Why is that better than buying them from a person who's not a mumcha? Maybe these fell from somebody who's not a mumcha. The answer is pasha. Somebody, what's it called, wants to sell you tchelis and make money on it, right? So we assume that maybe he doesn't know all the halachas. But nobody's going to go to the bother of making tchelis if he knows nobody's going to buy it from him. So if you find it, you can assume it fell from a mumcha. Because it's not mistaber that anybody else, you either have to be somebody's trying to fool you, and if he's not a mumcha, you won't buy it from him. So he wasted his money. So probably people who make tchelis, right, are people who know what they're doing. But if you know for sure the person who's selling it to you is not a mumcha, then you know for sure he doesn't know, then you can't buy it. But if you're not sure where these came from, you can assume they came from a mumcha. Because nobody else in his right mind is going to do something that nobody will buy from. Where it says, Omar Rava, the Chiyavim Toreach Lassos Kemiya Kemitvillin. You see, from our mission, not like that. Right? Is a person going to go out of his way to make a Kemiya that looks like Tvillin? And yet we say that, yeah, maybe somebody did that, and therefore you can't wear them on Shabbos to save them from the Zion, because maybe they're what's called their kamiya. Disnan b'medvar mamurim b'yishonos al b'chadoshos potter. Right, you can just leave them there. You don't have to wear them and save them. Amar b'zera li'ava brei puk tani lehu amotzi tchelus b'shuk l'shonos psulim chut imutzokim ksherim l'fi she'en arim toreach. So Mar says, no, l'maisa, this is halacha. Says Rav Zera said to his son Ava, go out and teach this halacha, that if you find chutim, mufsakim, right? And it could be that he doesn't hold shizurim anymore. Only according to the first opinion, you needed them to be twisted. But according to this, this could be the Makor of the Rambam, that they don't need shizurim b'chlal. Others hold now that it's talking where the chutim that were shizurim, mufsakim, like we said before. Nobody can go to the bother of cutting chutim to a certain size and twisting them, and what's it called, and if they're not for tzitzis. Right? The fishing or toreach, person doesn't bother to do this unless it's a shem tzitzis, and therefore it was made for shema. It's not just stam made for a beged. So you see that's halacha. Enoch and Ami, our Mishnah says that a person, what's it called, may be toreach to make a kmiya like tefillin, but he's not going to make strands like tzitzis if they're not for tzitzis. Omar Rava, Mishnah Tani la'ava breder of zera kifi talila. Just because, what's it called, Rav Ava, the son of Zera, said this is halacha, who said we follow that? I hold it's the same thing. If people are going to make a kniya look like tefillin, they'll make the strands that look like tzitzis too. And therefore you can't assume that it's tzitzis. Boshnan, hi, what's it called? The Mishnah Taka says not like that. Like just because Rav Zera told his son to say the halacha, we're going to hang ornaments on it. Maybe it's not like that. Maybe it's not, the halacha is not like it. Because the Mishnah says b'feirish, v'asnan b'medvar ma'burim b'yishonos, av b'chadoshos potter. Right, you see b'feirish, that chadoshos were afraid they're not tefillin. who's going to go to the bother of making a kniya like tefillin? You see, they do. They do a choshesh for that. So be choshesh. If somebody made something that looks like tzitzis, that's not tzitzis. Rashi. L'shonos semer sorek tzavua. L'shonos is before the wool is spun, so it's just plain, what's it called, tongues of wool. And the udad, there was dyed tchelas. P'sulo shemelo tzavu l'shem tzitzis. The apostle, because maybe the person didn't dye it l'shem tzitzis. And if it wasn't dyed l'shma, then it's possible. V'anan asiyah l'shman b'yina. Any asiyah tzitzis. V'asulo hem tzitzis means do it l'shem tzitzis. So any asiyah that's l'shem, that's to make the tzitzis, right? And even the to make the tchelas has to be l'shma. Because we're afraid that maybe the person, what's it called, spun them for a thread to make a baguette, not to make tzitzis. Marissa says, b'shizurim, she'ain derech larga. It's talking where they're twisted. And that's not normal then to use them for weaving. If they're twisted, then you use them for chutim of tzitzis. So here Rashi is also mashma, that not because you have to make tzitzis shizurim, but because then it's probably not for weaving, because you don't weave with the twisted, what's it called, threads. Rashi should have said, b'shizurim, and that chorus tzitzis, because that's the shame tzitzis. The sits of the glima, no, she came derech lahaseich, shizurim b'svaso, shugidil, right, b'achut in the groin, whatever. Rashi says, no, it is the derech to weave with twisted threads on the border. So maybe that's what the person made it for. It's talking where they are cut. Nobody cuts threads for tzitzis, but you have to cut them. But stam, nobody cuts threads and then in the end has to put them back together again to make a long thread, to make a beged. V'chiyarim tariach lasos kemiyah kein tefillin. V'afilu ha'achi chashinan lo, v'masnisa. T'tani chadoshes potter, t'il mekemiyah ninu. V'lo mechal and shatsolai. We are choshesh by tefillin, that maybe it's not tefillin, it's a kemiyah, and we don't let you be mechal Shabbos. Right? So over here the same thing. How can we let you be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, when maybe it's not tzitzis? Maybe it wasn't made l'shma, maybe it's possible. Where it says, Pope Tani Lu, the Hanach Rabbanon, the Bemedrisha, the Kashi Lu, the Belazar, Tsevi Shanilahem, Sheesh Biyadi Braisa, the Messayele, and the Faresh's time of Behedia, the Fishen and Terea. He says, go out and say, I have a Braisa that says the Therish, that if it's Chutim, Mutsakim, right, you can use them for tzitzis. I, the Mishnah, so where it says, so what? Just because he says he has a Braisa, the Mishnah says not like that. So maybe this Braisa argues on our Mishnah. But the Maisa, the Mishnah, is more authoritative, and therefore, even by tzitzis should be possible. Kifi Margolios, just because he said that we're going to hang ornaments on it, we're going to hang gems on it, Lashon Acher Nezamin, V'cheinikar, we're going to hang jewelry on it. In other words, who said that that's Lalacha? So Mora says, Elom Arava Torach Velo Torach Tanoyi. This shaila, whether a person would be toreach to make something that's so similar to tefillin, or memela so similar to tzitzis, is taka machlokas tanoim. You have a braisa that says one way, but our mishnah maybe holds like the other way. How do we see it's a machlokas tanoim? The tanya amotzi tefillin machnisim zug zug echad oish veechad oisha echad chadoshos veechad yishanos divir ameir. Here we have a beferish of braisa that says that you're allowed to bring in. Reb Meir holds new ones and old ones. Because why Reb Meir holds, nobody's going to go to the trouble of making a kamiya that looks like tefillin. You make a kamiya, make a regular kamiya. Why would you make it look like tefillin? If it looks like tefillin, it's tefillin. And therefore, even the chadashos, which don't have the kesher on it yet, you can bring in. Reb Yehuda usher b'chadashos, u'marshin matir b'yishonos. Reb Yehuda says no. New ones are usher. Because we're afraid that somebody went to the bother of making a kmiya just like tefillin. And therefore, the mayor would hold that just like tefillin, if you have chutim that look like tzitzis, nobody's going to the bother of making chutim look like tzitzis, they're not tzitzis. And Reb Yehuda says, no, that taka people would, I'm a marshover tarachinish, a marshover lo tarachinish. But the one who holds that by tefillin you can't bring them in. If they're new, we're all the same thing by tzitzis. And the one who holds a can, we're all the same thing by tzitzis. Echad chadasha shein alim toreach. Because people don't bother to make a kmiya that looks like tefillin, and they don't bother to make chutin that look like tzitzis if it's not l'shem tzitzis.